Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Real Talks. I'm your host, David Steele. I hope everybody's having a great day. So I just got back from seeing Air about, an hour ago. Awesome. That's all I'm going to say for the time being. I am going to do a spoiler cast later on, maybe tonight or tomorrow. I want to get, everybody to go see it that has a chance to. But wow. I'll put it this way. There's a reason why it's a 95% on Rotten Tomatoes right now. Unbelievable. I loved it. But that's all I'll say for the time being. It's a good time. If you guys get a chance, go check it out because it's an absolute blast. So, as you've seen in the description and everything else, we have a big show. This is a big, big show, especially for a Thursday, right? So I think it's because, a couple things coming out, whatever else. So one of the reasons why it's a big show, or a super show, as we'll call it, is Super Mario Bros. So this is one of those movies that I originally, when I saw the numbers that they said, oh, yeah, it's going to make this amount during the 5 days, I said no. There's no way. And I played the games and everything else, and I just went. And then after I saw what it took in the first night, I just went, oh, my God. It is just unbelievable. Because it's one of those things where you have to see it in order to see the numbers in order to believe it. So, So this comes from The Hollywood Reporter. And it says, let the Easter egg hunt begin. Illumination and Universal's Nintendo video game adaptation, the Super Mario Brothers movie, is off to a rip-roaring start at the box office and is now looking to score at least $141 million in its five-day domestic debut over the long Easter weekend after starting Wednesday with an impressive $31.7 million, according to early models. And I'll tell you why that is in a couple minutes. I think why it's blew up so much. More bullish pundits suggest the film could even approach $150 million. Super Mario has every chance of becoming the first blockbuster of 2023, even if tracking is any indication. Not only is the PG-rated pick whipping up interest among families, it is appealing to the generations of adults who grew up playing Nintendo's widely popular Mario game, or those that still play. The movie opened Wednesday in order to take advantage of the spring holidays. It is also unfurling its 70 markets overseas in an impressive $8 million Wednesday in its Asian Pacific territories, including a robust $5 million in China. The animated comedic adventure follows the story of Brooklyn plumbers and brothers, Mario and Luigi, as they're transported to the magical kingdom, World and Separated. So basically, it describes the cast, and it describes who it's directed by. And so the other film that's really, doing some numbers this week, as I said, just got back from seeing, and I loved, was Air. This was just an unbelievable movie. So Air, is eyeing a five-day debut of $16 million based on early returns, opening to a $3 million Wednesday. Air is historic is that the first movies from Amazon Studios to receive an exclusive theatrical trailer in thousands of theaters across the world, streaming on Prime Video before an announced date. The film boasts glowing reviews and now a coveted score of 95%, and it's got an A score from CinemaCon from audiences. The biographical sports drama stars Matt Damon and Viola Davis, chronicling Nike's early game-changing days, and is backed by Amazon Studios, Skydance, and Mandalay Pictures. It's also the inaugural project from Affleck and Matt Damon, their production company, which co-founded which was last year, with Redbird Capital, and the first time for Affleck, and he's directing one of his movies. Okay, let's talk about this, because this is pretty big. Okay. The thing is, Mario had a huge opening, right? I mean, everybody knew this was going to be a big movie. And it's one of those things where I'll be honest, I didn't even think it was going to be this big. I've yet to see it. I'm going to go see it tomorrow. As I said, I've seen Air though. And a couple of reasons why I think this has done such big numbers. Okay. Number one, I think that it is Super Mario Brothers, right? So, I mean, you're going to have adults and kids going alike to see this. Number two, okay, it is short. It is only about 90 minutes. So, I mean, if you want a quick little something to take the kids to, this is it, okay? And, you know, as the piece described, this appeals to everybody, not just kids, but adults alike. I, as I've said before, I grew up playing Mario Brothers, and I loved it. You know, I mean, I played other games with the Nintendo, but I thought it was a blast. So I think the fact that, you know, you have Chris Pratt voicing Mario, and you have, you know, Jack Black in there and a couple of other, you know, notable names, I think really definitely helps. If this could make $140 million opening weekend, that's huge. And we're not even in May. I mean, everybody's waiting to May to, you know, really have, you know, Guardians 3 come out, and we'll talk about that later on in the show. But, like, it's one of those things where this could be huge. And I'm happy. I'm happy if this makes that much money, you know, because, you know, it's one of those things where you see the nostalgia once again, but it's also going to be a good time for everybody. So I'm looking forward to seeing this. I can't, you know, just for a number of different reasons. But yeah, so I think now let's talk about Air, because Air, this is vitally important. Okay. This movie, and as I said, I just got back from seeing it. Wow. Everything about this is just spot on for what it was, right? This was not going to be a huge, huge movie or a huge, huge blockbuster, and that's fine. It didn't have to be. I'll be honest, hearing it only made $3 million opening day kind of bummed me out. Because unfortunately, it's getting crushed by Mario, and it was obviously going to make its numbers. But this is such a feel-good movie, guys. It really, really is. It's about, you know, as the piece described, it's about the business side of it. Not so much, you know, and they're all vying for him. It's a blast. I will be doing a spoiler cast on this. I'll be doing a space tonight with Kit Stone about this. But also, I will be doing the spoiler cast this weekend because I want, like I said, I want everybody to see this. So it's one of those things where, you know, it's only Thursday. And I don't want to, you know, give anything away and everything else. But it's a good time. It's a good time. I think that this is needed. And this really could be the thing that, like, it's the biggest boost you could have. So I can't wait. I'm really interested in seeing Mario tomorrow, and, you know, who knows? I mean, that will probably be, you know, I'll just talk about that briefly, you know, on the show next week. But what do you guys think? Have you seen Super Mario Brothers? Have you seen Air? Which one did you like more? Did you like both? Maybe you didn't like either one of them. They weren't up your alley. Let me know your thoughts down in the comment section, and I'll get back to everybody. Okay, so we go from movies now to a possible role later on. And I think, so there has been an actor that has voiced interest in actually reprising his role. And I found it fascinating. And that was Daniel Glover. Daniel Glover, okay, Donald Glover. Let me correct myself there. It's Donald Glover. Donald Glover has basically come out and said that he wouldn't mind playing Lando Calrissian again. Now, of course, you know, he played a small part in Solo. So I don't know how I feel about it, to be honest. I think it might be interesting, but I don't know if it's really what the fans would want. So this is just a mock, you know. By the way, this has not been confirmed, right? I want to clarify that up. I don't want people to think, oh, my God, he's coming back. No, this is just a mock photo. So, but it's one of those things where I think it might be interesting. But I don't know if it would be for me, okay? So here, this comes from Variety. And Donald Glover says he's been talking to Lucasfilms, okay, about Lando return. He says, quote, I would love to play him again. Donald Glover is eyeing a return to a galaxy far, far away. During a video interview with GQ magazine, the actor confirmed that he is currently talking to Lucasfilms about reprising the role of Lando Calrissian in a future Star Wars project. What that project is would remains to be seen and is under wraps. As Glover said, we're talking about it. That's as much as I can say without Kathleen Kennedy hunting me down. Lando is charm incarnate, Glover said. He's kind of a maverick, which I don't think there's a lot more of. It's hard to be a smooth talker nowadays. Where's the line? That's also where the danger is. How close can you get without tripping over? Glover continued, I would love to play Lando again. It's a fun time being him. It just has to be the right way to do it. Time is precious. The past couple of years, this pandemic shit, it's really had people experience time. People realize that their time is valuable. You only get so much. I'm not interested in doing anything that's going to be a waste of my time or just a paycheck. I'd much rather spend time with my people that I enjoy. It has to be the right thing, and I think it could be. Lando is definitely something I'd like to hang out with. Glover's Lando debuted in Ron Howard's 2018 Star Wars prequel movie Solo, as I was making mention earlier. The film was supposed to launch a whole new sector of storytelling for Star Wars as it debuted its young itineraries of Han Solo and Lando. None of the actors have popped up in the Star Wars franchise again as Solo, as Solo bombed at the box office with just $392 million worldwide, barely making a profit for Disney. Speaking to NEM at the end of last year, Howard said that any talks of a Solo sequel are coming only from fans and not Lucasfilm itself. In other words, Solo 2 is still dead. The only discussion I'm aware of about a sequel from Solo is coming from the fans at this point, Howard said. I don't think it's Lucasfilm priority, as I understand it. Howard added, now there are some great characters launched, and that folks from Lucasfilm love the fans, and really do listen to them. I would never say never, but I'm not aware of any concrete plans right now to extend the story or deal with that particular set of characters. If Glover is talking with Lucasfilms about returning as Lando, then it's probably not going to be in a Solo project. So basically, here's the thing, okay? I think that the fact is this, and I've seen Solo, okay? $392 million, barely, you know, I mean, Disney is only wanting to do things right now that is going to be lucrative. Okay. And with all of these Star Wars projects they have going, okay, whether it is, you know, Andor, whether it is The Mandalorian, we have Ahsoka coming, we have, you know, Bad Batch, we have other things. I don't know if they really want to take a roll of the dice with this. The first one was okay at best. I didn't really, to me, okay, the thing about Solo was this. It didn't need to be made. Sometimes there are more, it's more mysterious to have a character's origins unknown. So, for example, when we meet him in Star Wars in episode 4, we don't need to know where he came from. Even though there's a story to be told, I don't need to know that. I just need to know he was a smuggler. I just need to know that he has the Millennium Falcon. I need to know that, you know, his co-pilot or his friend is Chewie. That's it. When you start to dive into stories, into stories, it can get a little dicey. And I think that they were trying to, it was too much of a reach for them. And the same thing goes with Lando. I don't need to know exactly where he came from or what he's doing or how he got the name Lando, frankly. I mean, we saw how he lost the Millennium Falcon to Han at the end of the movie, but it's like, oh, you know, we see him do the parsecs run. I don't, okay. So I think that, and he was right about one thing, saying anything he's not, you know, they're not, he is not aware, or I think it was Ron Howard that said, I'm not aware of any projects, you know, there's some, you know, but I'm not aware of any concrete plans right now to extend the story or deal with that particular set of characters, because it bombed. It bombed. It, and I say only, but when you look at the production value, okay, it made $392 million. Now, I don't have the budget in front of me, but what I do know is this. Let's say it was $120 million budget. And I don't know. I'm being generous. It has to make at least three times in its money in order to break profit. So it would have to make at least $360 million just to break even. It, you know, so whatever the budget is, it didn't even crack $400 million. So they don't even want to touch that. And don't forget too, okay, and this is something else to really keep in mind, okay? You just came off, you know, you had Rise of Skywalker. So you, at the same time, you had The Last Jedi, okay? And Rise of Skywalker was yet to be made or was in production post, I think. And there were, a lot of people were turned off from The Last Jedi. A lot of people. And usually there was that two-year window in between movies. And we didn't have it this time. I mean, if you look at, you know, Force Awakens was in 2015. You had The Last Jedi in 2017. You know, and Rise of Skywalker came out in 2019. Okay, when you try to mix something in, like a Solo, people get like, huh, what? So, look, I agree with this. They shouldn't pursue it. Kathleen Kennedy, I think, has her sights set on other things. And I also believe that it would be very detrimental. Now, if they wanted to make this as a Disney, you know, let's go back to this graphic here, because if they wanted to make this as a Disney Plus show, I could see them doing that. Because your production value is not that much, okay? You make it as long as The Mandalorian, for example, which is 8 episodes, and people, they'll eat it up, you know? It's not one of those things you could make into a feature film. And I hope they learn their lesson with Solo. So I think that if they are in talks, I think it's, and look, the other thing too, I got to bring this up too, okay? We have Star Wars Celebration right around the corner, okay? So that is going to be happening in, at the end of this month, or even right now, okay? I wouldn't be shocked, maybe, outside chance, don't know anything, maybe they announced some sort of Lando series. Maybe, maybe not. Anyways, guys, what do you think? Would you like to see a Lando Calrissian feature film? Would you like to see Donald Glover back as Lando Calrissian? Or do you think it should go to a Disney, do you think it should go to Disney Plus as a smaller series? Let me know your thoughts down in the comments and I'll get back to everybody. Okay, so now we're starting to get into the good stuff. How to get that stuff out of the way. And now we're in the good stuff. So, as we know, there is another film. And when we talk about sequels that should or shouldn't be made, this was definitely a sequel that was on the fence about. And that's Joker. So, Joker, of course, okay, as we all know, is getting a sequel. And Todd Phillips just announced yesterday on his Instagram that they have wrapped principal photography. And this was the, so it's one of those things where I don't know how I feel about this. I don't know how I feel about a sequel being made, okay? Because I love Joker, okay? I just don't know if a sequel needed to be made. Now, this was the first image that came out of, we all remember that the first image that hit Twitter, and that was Lady Gaga tweeting that out a couple months ago. And, you know, there was a lot of speculation, what does this mean, and everything else. So here are the two most, now there were some other photographs, but here is the most recent photographs that Todd Phillips put on his Instagram. And we can only, you know, really picture what this means, okay? So it's one of those things where we can all speculate, like, what part of the movie this could be, or, you know, what's happened, or what is going to happen, or, you know. So it's one of those things where it's very fascinating. So I think that, so we kind of see, we're starting to kind of see the development, I think, of Harley Quinn in this. And I'm trying to find the other shot of her, and it's, see if this one is it. There is one other shot that, one other image, and here it is. So this is interesting too. Okay, now if we compare images, okay, so it's fascinating because if you compare this image, okay, and we can all speculate where it is and what it is, and you know, it's speculated that this could be in Arkham. Okay, so let's move on to this image, which just finished wrapping. Now you see the eye makeup here. Okay, it's not that light, or it's not that dark, rather. So you see how that's, and I wish I could zoom in on this, but you see how it's not that dark. So that's interesting. Now, if we go back down to this image here, okay, we see her in full Harley Quinn makeup. So I think, okay, what you're going to get is, and this is just my speculation, guys. I have no inside knowledge whatsoever. But, by the way, I'm going to get to the article in just a minute. So this is the first stage, okay, of Harley, okay? Maybe he is not attacking her, but surprises her, and they both fall down, and he lands on top of her, and that's a shot. Okay, your second shot is probably something where you see the eye makeup, like this is, and she just starts to put it on. This is probably after one of their sessions, if I had to guess. And then lastly, okay, if we come down here, it's full-blown Harley. Because you don't look at the attire, okay? She's wearing the, like, the jesters, if you will, makeup. Not only the makeup, but the outfit. So I think that it's really going to be fascinating to see when we see the movie where it is actually in the film. And you know, obviously the first trailer is going to be extremely interesting. Now, all that being said, as I made mention, and I wanted to read the article, so Todd Phillips celebrates Joker sequel wrapping with new photos of Joaquin Phoenix and Lady Gaga. And that is this, like I said, this image here is the ones that they set out. Okay. Todd Phillips is sharing a surprise gift with fans as his forthcoming Joker sequel wraps filming. The filmmaker took to Instagram on Wednesday to announce that the production has wrapped and shared new images of Lady Gaga and Joaquin Phoenix in character. So those are the two images that he shared. Phillips had previously shared only limited glimpses of the star in makeup and costume throughout the shoot. So the other one, as I made mention of, this was the very first shot that we saw. Okay, this is the most recent one here. Let's see. Phillips had previously shared, throughout, with the follow-up to the 2019 film set for release from Warner Brothers on October 4th, 2024. So this is coming out in about 18 to 20 months. At the wrap, Phillips captioned, thanks to these two and the entire cast and the best crew that's in the film industry has to offer. From top to bottom, going to crawl into a cave now, edit room, and put it all together. Phoenix, who won the Oscar for starring the 2019's Joker, reprises his role as Arthur Fleck, who is depicted in the initial film as an inspiring comedian battling mental health issues. Gaga is believed to be playing DC's Harley Quinn, which appears to be confirmed by photographs taken of the star while outdoors for a scene at the film last month. So that is, once again, I know I keep going back and forth, guys, so bear with me. So that's this shot here. Okay. Phillips first offered a look in the Gaga when he posted a close-up image on February 14th, and that, of course, being Valentine's Day, and that was this image here. So, and then it goes on, so we, you know, happy Valentine's Day. So, will be one of the Joker sequel will be one of the DC's Elsewhere titles, along with Matt Reeves, the Batman sequel, set to exist outside of the shared universe that is being currently worked on from studio bosses James Gunn and Peter Safran. Okay, now that I've been going around the pictures all, you know, like a carousel, let's talk about this. Number one, fantastic. Fantastic. I'm so glad that they're able to do it. Okay. Number two, I think the fact that we have new images really speaks to how this is going to be. So I think if I had to speculate, and I have no inside knowledge about this guy, so as I said, I think this is her coming out of one of the sessions, and this is probably Arthur, or Joker, as we now are going to see him, in the bus, in the prison transport. He's going from one place to the other, okay? So you can tell that's like a leather backing, whatever. By the way, that's all speculation. So, but what I do know is I can't wait for this. The one thing that is really kind of irking me is that this is going to be a musical. Now, I don't know. I'm like really kind of on the fence about it. I know Joaquin Phoenix can sing. I'm not disputing that. I have no doubt my mind can sing. I just hope it's not, you know, I just hope it's good. That's what I hope, you know. But all we can, you know, with these photographs, all we can do is speculate, and all we can do is hope for the best. I mean, look, it might surprise everybody. Okay? It might surprise everybody, and that would be awesome. Now, do I think it's going to make $1 billion? No. Okay. But I do think it's going to do well. That being said, and when I was referring back to Solo, This is one of those movies I don't think you needed a sequel. I think he could have been a standalone one-time film and it would have been great. The fact that it made $1 billion, I think Warner Brothers hit gold and they said, let's repeat it. So I don't know. I mean, how much is Robert De Niro going to play a part if he's even going to be in it? That would be fascinating. I mean, look, I think he might, might be for like flashbacks or whatever else. I don't know. I mean, I'm interested though. I'm very, very interested. Anyways, guys, what do you think about this news? Are you excited that the Joker sequel is wrapped production? Do you think it might be too quick that, it's actually gone by pretty quick? Are you going to go see it when it comes out? Or are you going to wait until, maybe it comes out because you don't think it's going to be so good? I have a question for you guys. Who is your favorite Joker? Who is your favorite Joker? Let me know down in the comment section and I'll get back to everybody. Okay, so we are at the final story of the day. And I was on the fence if I wanted to do this one, and I had to ask around only because of a certain dialogue in there. And so, but this one is coming from a little different source. Okay. And this is Empire. So Empire has now put out their super exclusive magazine. Okay. This is going to be out in, I think, a week or two. And obviously, Guardians of the Galaxy 3, the biggest movie one of the biggest movies is going to be of the summer, and it's going to kick the summer off. And I think that's vitally, vitally impressive, or vitally important, I should say. So I'm going to read this to you. This is from Empire, and here we go. So let's put one different thing on the screen. There we go. So as I said, this is from Empire, guys. So it's a little different, but definitely it looks good. You have to hand it to the Guardians of the Galaxy. For a bunch of intergalactic a-holes, they have saved the world a lot. They've kicked off against Creed fundamentalists, wrestled against Ravengers, and cracked Peter Quill's bat, Celestial Dad, and thwarted Thanos himself, saving planets and people and entire universes along the way. Not bad for an 80s music obsessed, half human, a couple of misfit warriors, and a talking tree, and an explosion happy raccoon. But the long awaited Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, not just the final outing for the Guardians lineup, but writer James Gunn's farewell to the MCU too, will be something different. Amidst all the cosmic chaos and all the blockbuster wizardry, Volume 3 is said to be the most intimate and emotional Guardians of the Galaxy yet. As Gunn tells Empire, it's, quote, not about saving the universe, it's about the Guardians themselves, end quote. And there's plenty to save. For one, this seems to be a story largely on Rocket Raccoon's tracing our furry friend's devastating history and the villainous high evolutionary. A mad scientist who presided over the uncanny counter-Earth, where he specialized in creating hybrid creatures. The high evolutionary is one of my favorite Marvel villains, explains Gunn. I've always been a big fan of Island of the Lost of Souls. He's like a space Dr. Moriarty. He's a detestable character, frankly. As well as revealing more of Rocket's story, the high evolutionary also heralds the arrival of the anthropomorphic otter, Lily, the much-anticipated debut of Cosmo the dog, plus the introduction of Adam Warlock's character, which was teased in the end in a post-credit sequence of Volume 2. Back then, he was grown in a cocoon overseeing a gold-skinned sovereign leader. Now he's being birthed into the MCU for real. James and I discussed the idea of playing him, at least in the initial phase in its infancy, teased Poulter, of the comic fan favorite. As a young person entering the world, trying to develop his moral compass, there was a lot of comedy in that, but also some genuine pathos, some dramatic meat on the bone. And of course, our heroes will need all the help they can get to save Chris Pratt's Star-Lord, who, like any other long-standing MCU hero, has been put through the emotional wringer over time. He's in his, quote, state of depression, end quote, says Pratt. No wonder, since his will-they, won't-they romantic partner Gamora was killed in Avengers Infinity War, and now exists in the universe in an earlier version of himself, with no memory of time with Quill or the other Guardians. This is Pratt speaking. He's living in a world where Gamora has no memory of her time with Quill or the other Guardians. He's living in a world where Gamora has no idea who he is. The love of his life is gone, says Pratt. That caused him to drink a lot. He's not the best leader. But if the Guardians films have been about anything, it's that these a-holes are at least the least worst version of themselves when fighting with and for each other. It is a trilogy, says Gunn, of the bigger picture. The first movie is about the mother, the second movie is about the father, and the third movie is about the self. That is the overall story. Get ready. The final chapter is about to unfold. And so, look, this is going to be a lot of fun. I can't wait to see this. This is going to be an amazing, amazing movie. And, you know, we're going to get some. These are exclusive photos from Empire. So, and this is just going to kick everything off, and it's going to be an absolute blast. And Gunn, that's why I have such strong feelings about James Gunn, because I think that he is going to really handle DC right. And I think that's why he really wanted to take on DC and the Superman, the first movie himself, so it doesn't get messed up. But this is going to be amazing, and this comes out in just about a month. So it's going to be a wild ride. I can't wait for this. I know I keep saying it, but I think everybody's in the same boat. Like, they realize what's going on. And, we're just going to have to wait and see. So it's going to be a good time, though, guys. It's going to be a really, really good time, and I can't wait to see it. I think it's going to be interesting to see a different side of the Guardians of the Galaxy. And when James Gunn says what he says about having it be a trilogy and having it, the first one being about the mother, the second one being about the father, and this one, it's brilliant. It's genius, really. So, anyways, are you guys excited to see Guardians of the Galaxy? How many times are you going to go see it? Who's your favorite Guardian of the Galaxy? Is it Star-Lord? Is it Drax? Could it be Raccoon? Is it Groot? Which one is your favorite? Or it could be any of the other characters. Leave me your thoughts down in the comments, and I'm going to get back to everybody. Okay, guys. So that is all the time we have for today. Like I said, big show. Stuff, you know, that's going on right now. Stuff that's, you know, just wrapping up, and stuff we're going to have in the future. So it's going to be a blast. A couple of housekeeping notes. Number one, I actually do have my Patreon up. So, you know, guys, head on over to patreon.com and definitely check that out. So there's two levels, okay? One is $5, and that is going to get you Mob Mondays. And every single month, you'll be getting a brand new Mobs movie. And I'm going to be doing analysis and critiquing it and everything else. And then, okay, for $10, you guys are going to get two videos. And you're going to get Mob Mondays and Rewatch Wednesdays. And Rewatch Wednesdays are basically films that I've seen before but hadn't seen in a long time. So the first two I put up are films that I had done previously. So for Mob Mondays, the first one we did was, I'm sorry, I just blanked on the name. The Departed, the 2008 Martin Scorsese Best Picture winner. Okay, he won Best Director, won 4 Oscars. And for Rewatch Wednesdays, I did Steve Jobs and talked, you know, Michael Fassbender, Kate Winslet, the whole crew. It was amazing. Danny Boyle did a phenomenal job. So guys, go check that out. That is my Twitter handle down there. So if you want to just follow me on Twitter, I'm always talking about movies. I'm always hosting spaces about certain things. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be doing one tonight about Air. So that spoilers will be included. So if you haven't seen it, I wouldn't, you know, I'd go see the movie and then come back and listen to it. And that's it. And by the way, if you do go to Twitter, the Patreon is on there. So you just have to click that little square up there where it's right by where it says following, and it will take you right to there. And that's about it. Gonna have a big weekend with Super Mario. I'll be going to see that tomorrow. And I will be doing spoiler casts for at least one spoiler cast for Air. So don't have a chance to get to the Twitter one, I will be doing one this weekend, absolutely. So stay tuned for that. And that's it. So do the 3 things you need to do, guys. Be careful, be safe, and have a great rest of the day. I'm David Steele, and you have been watching Real Talks.